Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you today to Lion of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called the Blood Covenant between God and Man, and we're doing part 10 of a 25-part series, and the topic today is the blessing of Abraham. We see in the scriptures that God promises to care for Abraham and his descendants in every way, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and socially. We turn to Genesis 17:7, or verse 7, and it says in verse 7, "And I will establish my covenant between you and me and thy seed after thee, and the generations of everlasting covenant, to be a God unto you and to your seed after you." In this scripture, God is saying, I'm making an agreement with you. I'm making a contract with you, more so than an agreement. And in that agreement, God is saying, I'm going to provide for you, your seed, and everyone in the future after you through your seed. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, it reads, "And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." When the scripture says perfect, it means follow my ways in faith and do them. The Hebrew name for Almighty God is El Shaddai. This means the Supreme One. It also means the Breasty One. God was promising to be the Father, the Mother, the Nurse, the Supreme Provider for everything. We see in the scriptures that the people of Israel badly damaged the covenant at Mount Sinai, but through the intervention of Moses, God forgave them. But he handed down the law and brought in the Levitical priesthood to repair the damage done in the covenant. God was sworn to their destruction for breaking the covenant, but he allowed sacrificial offerings to cover for their sins. This is where the word atoning comes in. The word remit is to completely remove. But at this point in time, God was atoning for their sin. They broke the covenant, and in the covenant, he was sworn to their destruction, but he allowed a sacrificial offering at least once a year, an atoning offering by the blood of animals. The Levitical priesthood was brought into existence for one purpose: to minister between God and man and to bridge the gap in their relationship. The blood of animals that was spotless and without blemish was to be offered once a year to cover the sins of man or men, but only the blood of Jesus could actually do away with sin altogether. To put it very simply, the blood of animals only covered for one year the sins of man, but when Christ went to the cross and offered his blood, it covered not only covered for sin, it did away with the sin. Turning now to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission." There had to be a mediator between man and God, and the first mediator was the Levitical priesthood, and the last mediator was Jesus, our high priest, who makes intercession for us, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me throughout this subject. Please keep going with the subject. I know it's a little bit deep, but you have to understand and get the revelation that God made a contract through Abraham and his descendants to Christ Jesus. And when you become born again, you come into that inheritance through Christ Jesus, right back into the Abrahamic covenant. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless. The next part coming is part 11 of the 25-part series, and it's God's law and the articles of the covenant. Thank you and God bless.